You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
All right, let's talk with John Michaels here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mezador is back and healthy. We did learn that in Mario's press conference, which started about 35 minutes ago. John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, and you can hear him nationally on ESPN Radio, literally the biggest Canes fan in media. Born and raised in South Florida, he's got Hurricanes tattoos on his body, and he travels all over to see his Canes. He even named his son Kane. So this dude is as legit gets when it comes to ride or die with the Miami Hurricanes. So put into your words, John, what a trip to the College Football National Championship means to this program and Mario Cristobal and Hurricanes fans nationwide.
It validates everything Coach Cristobal talked about 4 years ago. I've gone back in the last week and watched his opening press conference, and he talked about everything that they needed to do to get back to being Miami. And I had a chance to talk to him at ACC Media Day this year. And I remember distinctly, I asked him, I said, you know, you said 4 years ago that it wasn't there and we needed to be patient and we were building. And I asked him straight up to his face, I said, are you there? And this is back in July. And he told me, he goes, yes, this is a team that can do it. And he smiled, which Mario doesn't do very often when he answered that. But now you validate everything that you've been preaching to guys like Ruben Bain and CeCe Malinoa, who came here when you were 5-7. Your vision was to build a team that looks exactly like this and accomplish what they have over these last 3 weeks, beating Texas A&M on the road, a big physical SEC team, dominating Ohio State at the line of scrimmage, your defending national champions, and then going against a Heisman contender in Trinidad Chambliss and winning late with a quarterback that many people during the offseason said you overpaid for. It means the world to this program.
And speaking of Mario Cristobal, man, I fell in love with him. Did you see him on game day with Nick Saban?
Yeah.
And Nick tried to criticize him, and he said, how about you go put some makeup on and talk about people that you talk about people doing something you don't want to do anymore.
The
edge is there, but John, Talana said it, like, so you can measure size and speed. Miami's stronger, Miami's bigger, Miami's faster, but they're still over a touchdown dog. Like, why is Indiana favored so much? I heard him on ESPN talking today, a more talented team versus a disciplined team. I'll take the discipline team. It doesn't make sense to me.
They have fun with that. I'm dumbfounded that it's 8.5 in some sports books today that I've seen, Channing. And trust me, when I cross the state line in Florida, whatever the money line is, I'm putting some money on Miami. Like, I don't need no damn points. Give me the money line. Look, Indiana's an unbelievable story. What they've done, what Kurt Cignetti has done to build a team that literally was one of the three or four worst programs in Power Four for the last 10 decades, and now have them in a national title game as a prohibitive favorite, it's really a testament to what he's done. their defensive line averages 270 pounds. You know, their offensive line, while it's really good, only averages like 315 or 320. Good luck going against Miami's Hosses, who not only are big, but they're super talented. The biggest problem Miami's had all year long when they struggled is beating themselves. And they almost did it against Ole Miss. 10 penalties, you know, drop passes. They dropped 4 interceptions. I know Hawk and I were texting between the third and the fourth quarter, and he asked me if I was okay. And I said, no, I'm not okay. My heart was like somewhere over here on my neck. One of my balls was over by my knees. You know, it was like body parts weren't where they were supposed to be.
Admittedly, I have that now, but I'm 56.
Right. Well, I'm 51, and after playing at Braves Fantasy Camp, I'm not sure where half of my body parts are either. I go back and look at the three times that Indiana has played big physical teams. Iowa, who's not all that talented, they beat them 20-15. Penn State, who stunk this year, it took one of the great catches in the history of college football to win that game. And Ohio State pushed them all over the field. Ohio State just made mistake after mistake down in the red zone. I'm not afraid of Indiana. It's going to be a really good matchup. Like, they're talented. I take nothing from them. But they got to come see us in our home field. And all that BS that people are talking about, an Indiana takeover, you have lost your mind. There are people from Hialeah to Opa-locka to Florida City to Immokalee that are showing up. They might not be in the building, but they're going to be walking around Miami Gardens, Florida, with bad intentions for that University of Miami team to come out and win a national title.
Hey, John, you're in Georgia. You do radio in Atlanta. And I would imagine 99% of people had given up hope on Carson Beck. And then he comes to Miami, and you've told us people have been chirping about how Beck's overrated and he's not that dude anymore. When he crosses into the touchdown and he converts, he drives him down the field. He has his moment of redemption. What's that feeling for you, knowing what everybody has been doing, which is giving you hell for believing in Carson Beck?
Again, it was something in Solana where I looked at and I said I was right, because I never thought he never deserved the criticism. And I stuck up for him at Georgia last year. I said, hell, without Carson Beck last year, you probably win 7 games. They needed him for everything they had in his last season that he was there. For that kid, it's got to feel amazing. And you could see the look on his face, the smile in his helmet, as he knew he was crossing that goal line to win that college football semifinal matchup. What's crazy is we literally talked about him on Friday morning. I was on like 1.5 hours of sleep, pain meds, massage oil, and everything I could at this Braves fantasy camp to try to make it. And there were Georgia fans on our 680 The Fan social media page that kept talking about his looks and how overrated he is. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, your guy in Gunnar Stockton, he lost to that same Ole Miss team. Our guy in Carson Beck, not once but twice, led us back in the fourth quarter. Carson's going to win a national championship. He's going to be able to do that DX chop to everybody that's watching around the country.
And John, some as you talk about, they got to come see us. Should that be an approach to the game? Because your arrogance, Hawk has the arrogance today. I'm an adopted UN fan right now. I really wasn't born a UN fan, but we're like on the 50, 4th and 3, because I go back to the play before Carson ran it in. I love them running the ball because the game's, you know, everybody thinks you're going to wide open, try to score. Mario had to run one more time to show you I can go get 5 yards whenever the hell I want 5 yards. Like, that arrogance of a 4th and 2 on the 50, we're not punting. Watch this.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting if he plays wide open the way that he has, because Mario in this playoffs has shown, hey, if it is 4th and 2 and it's a long field goal, we're going to go for it. We're going to trust that our offensive line, and a lot of times it has been a gap run, something that we complained about back in October that they were doing too much. Now they're just lining up and going, fine, we're going to run you over. And I think it's going to be a lot like the Ole Miss game. They're going to try to body blow Indiana to death early on. And eventually in that fourth quarter, you just wear them out. You know, Indiana, they're great defensively, but they also like to stunt a lot. They like to send extra guys into the same gap. Well, you run into the wrong gap and you run into CeCe Mauinoa and the two of you get knocked out. Well, now it's 11-on-9. And I want to see how that ends up working. And I think what's also happened, especially in that Ole Miss game, Carson Beck showed that he can make throws when needed. He had a couple of in routes to Keelan Marion on 2nd and 11 and 3rd and 10. And the 3rd and 6 throw that he throws to C.J. Daniels right on the sideline with a DB draped all over him. That's stand in there and fire the football. He doesn't complete those. We may not win the game because if you kick a field goal with a minute left, Ole Miss showed they could march right back down the field and maybe they end up winning it. It's a testament to everything Mario's preached all this time and great for him as we sit on the precipice of number 6.
So how did you react personally when they punched their ticket to the national championship? Because we know, I think you told us that you cried after the Ole Miss game, yeah. Right?
Yeah. You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'd absolutely shed a tear. So I was in a bar in Venice, Florida. So I was down, for those of you who don't know, the Braves have this thing called Braves Fantasy Camp, where people pay to come down and play basically a week worth of baseball with former major leaguers being your manager. You're at the Braves spring training facility. You actually stay there in Northport. We had an event that night with Javi Lopez. I had to MC it. Part of them bringing me down is I had to MC. I told Greg McMichael, who puts this whole thing on, I said, Greg, I got to be out of here by 7:15 because there's a bar a mile down the road. He goes, no, come back to the Academy. We're going to have it on the big screen. I said, I don't think you guys want me there. And there was about 3 other Miami fans at the camp that were trying to get me to go back. I just walked into some random bar. I found a seat at the bar. There were about 20 Miami fans in there. And, oh, absolutely. I was ecstatic. We're jumping around hugging. And then when Kane called me, I broke into tears. I'm like, dude, we're going to the national championship game. And he finally at 16 has come around. He had, and you'll love this, Crowder, I'm out of town. He bamboozles my wife into having a house party on Thursday night. He's got a bunch of his buddies in the basement down here watching the game. But, yeah, it's awesome. I had to text him today. Some really good news is my ticket connects came through. I'll be at the game Monday night.
So I was going to ask you, because I know you had said to me, you're coming down regardless, yes. And the tickets are insanely expensive. In fact, a buddy of mine was texting me today, and he's like, you're going to the game. And I said, nah, that's out of my price range. And he's like, with all the connections you have? And I'm like, there's no connections when there's that much money on the line to be right. made for people who have access to tickets. So you got tickets?
Yes. Now I had to pay for them I did. I got nothing for free, but I did not have to pay the third party prices and it was much more palatable. So it'll be me, my mom and my son coming to the game. I've got a buddy, my best friend Carnell, who comes down all the time. He's like, dude, I'm riding down. He goes, I don't care if I end up on 183rd Street and 27th Ave. He goes, I just have to be in Miami for this. And I know I got some friends. My boy Derek Coe is going to be there. My boy Armando. Mondo, I know he's listening right now. He's going to be there. Like, we got people that got tickets through the school. I didn't care, Hawk. I was going to come down and go to Grails or, again, just be walking around like it's Goombe back in 2001, and I was going to be dancing in the middle of the street. But I'm ecstatic. I get a chance to go to the game. I don't know how. I'm probably going to cry walking in, cry walking out. I'm going to be a big old biatch this entire time. But if they win a national championship, I've already got my tattoo artist set up. I've got an appointment. 2026 is going right here, and I'm putting a big ass trophy on the back of my leg with a U around it.
Look at that.
So Kane's 16?
Yeah, he's 16.
Okay, well, in 2 years now, Kane, stay good. Bring old Kane down. Old Uncle Chan want to show him a couple places.
He'll go at 16. I don't look. Here's the crazy thing, Channing. I was thinking about it. I was like, man, if I don't get tickets, I'm going to have to grease some people's pocket to get into one of these parties. Because I know all the parties are 21 and up. I was going to tell Kane, look, keep that beard growing a little longer. Put on some shades. Put a hat sideways. Wear a do-rag like Uncle Channing. Whatever you need to do, we're getting you into a party. But now he doesn't have to worry about it. He's going to the game, which is going to be awesome. I don't want to do my humble brag, but after we beat Ohio State, Mario finally texts me back after all the time. And he just said, thank you for your support, whatever it was. Not a big message, but after he was on SportsCenter saying he had over 9,000 unread messages, it felt pretty good that he sent me a text message back. So I didn't text him after the Ole Miss game. Kevin Beard had got on his bad side by hugging him from behind. He wanted to kill the Verbo Fiesta Bowl people for having 9,000 suits up on the stage. I said, I'm going to leave Coach alone until after we win this title.
I think I have his number. I don't think I've ever used it. I'm going to text him during this commercial break, ask him for tickets.
Yeah, let me tell you, you have a better chance of Jesus doing the Tootsie Roll at Opa-locka Hialeah Flea Market, if that's still a thing.
Come back in the 4 o'clock hour with the 69 boys, Jimmy. Tootsie Roll. You know what that is, Jimmy?
I know what Jimmy that is.
He has never Tootsie Rolled a day in his life. I know Channing in Atlanta in 1995 when Tootsie Roll came on. He was Tootsie Rolling to the left, to the left. He was ready to do whatever.
Because the butterfly was old. Now it's time to see that Tootsie Roll.
We got to give that to DBJ. The butterfly, that's old. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. John Michaels, follow on Twitter, John Michaels. You, we'll talk to you hopefully after Monday night, man.
I was gonna say, if you want to talk to me Monday, if you guys are gonna be working, call me.
Just 1 hour, because the Canes pregame show will start at 3:00. So
I forgot They do have important things that day. So yeah, Tuesday I'll be on the car ride home, but I've got 10 hours in the car, so nothing but time. Well, we'll definitely call in and talk to you guys.
Sounds good. See you, John.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.